T-Mobile.
804 PX speed. Twice in a day. Awesome.
Give me that call again, KP4 CBA.
So Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray, Bravo.
48. What are you doing giving your call like that? You never give your call like that. Did you copy?
I did.
You have a hard time. Oh, me. I'm over here on Woodruff Road and just leaving the Longhorn restaurant.
On Highway 14, getting ready to turn to go get my daughter from daycare.
I remember those days. I'll tell you, and daycare is so dang it nowadays.
I definitely know that for a fact, because the places she goes now is $1,200 a month. And I told him, said, you know, that's my mortgage, due to the fact that we adopted her and she's, you know, on Medicaid. The fact that, and she gets ABC vouchers, so that's pretty much the only way that, you know, we can keep her there.
I'm glad, you know, she gets the vouchers, and I was in the ministry, and the church I spent the longest time at was 13 and a half years. They had a daycare, and we got the use of the daycare for free. That was part of being a staff member. And so that was a real nice perk.
I bet it is. Except it's not going to be so bad next year, because one of the other schools that we found, she got accepted into the pre-4K. So now she'll be going into a 4K system. And then so it's half the cost, because it's a school setting. And then they will transport her to the daycare.
All right, so they'll take her to the daycare, like an after-school care, so you can go and pick her up. That's really nice. Yeah, the daycare was, when my girls were little, of course, they're grown. They got kids of their own now, but... if anything went wrong, they got sick or whatever, I could go over there and get them. Just walk over there from my office. So it made it really nice. But and the daycare was great. I just really loved the director of the daycare. She sang in the choir. She was a sweet lady.
That's definitely good. The daycare that we're switching her to, it's a school-type setting, and all the teachers there have master's and degrees in education, so they'll have one table set up for math, English, and then as they rotate around, and then they also have playtime. The school that she goes to now, like I said, it's pretty much about a playtime. Yeah, they're teaching them they'll do reads and arts and crafts and stuff like that, but they just don't have enough staff members to sit down and do the alphabet, and also to keep them wrangled up enough to do that.
Sure, I was stopped in a place where I was hitting the repeater. I tell you, well, that's impressive for a K4 to have 4K. To have teachers with master's degrees. That's really impressive.
My wife found it, and just, I guess, lucky that she did, because she was just looking for some other daycare areas to go to. So she definitely found this one, and it's going to be pretty much the same, you know, time frame of me leaving in the morning to take her, because, and even though it's out of the way, it's going in the wrong direction from where I'm going to work, it's still no difference in time.
Good. Yeah. Well, it looks like all that worked out for you there. I'm glad it did, because all those logistical things like that are, and your children are very important to you. And I remember our youngest, the school system wouldn't take her because of her birthday, and she needed to go to first grade. And so we had to put her in private school to get her in first grade, because they said, well, just let her go through kindergarten again. She'll be all right. She'd have been bored to tears, because she has a real high IQ.
Yeah, that's definitely not a good thing for a kid to be bored. All right, it's KO4PXB. I'm in the parking lot of the daycare, so I'll definitely talk with you another time.
You have a good weekend. We'll talk to you later. KO4PXB, KB4CBA Mobile.